Okay, we're up to Vav Amud Beis. Mechitzin Hadamoran. Mechitza that is Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that what you call Lamala Mi-Esrim Amo is possible, and also less than 10 Tvachim is possible, because it's not considered a Mechitza. So that's good according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hanichel Rabbi Yehuda. El Rabbi Meir, Michael and Neymar. According to Rabbi Meir, we have psukim that we learn out what they call that less than 10 tefachim. So what is he going to do with Allah Moshe Mi-Sinai? Nice, he learned from psukim. Where it says, Ki Asai Hilchus of the Gud, the Lovod, the Dofen Akuma. The halacha comes for other things that aren't included in the pasuk. Gud Asik and Gud Achis. The Mechitza extends up or down. Lovod, something less than 3 tefachim. Or Dofen Akuma when there's less than 4 amas. Of Skach Pasol from the walls. Okay. Hodamar and Legova Asora. So Hanichel Rabbi Yehuda, the Lo Nafkele Mikro Yitzri Chilkasa. According to Rabbi Yehuda that you can't learn from Sukim. So we need the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai for that Halacha of Mechitza lesson Asora Tvachim. But according to Rabbi Meir that we learn from Sukim, what are you going to do with it? Where what do you need the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai? It's Psukim. The good, the hechad, the tzorek, the megad, o good achis, o asik, where you need to extend the mechitza, either up or down. Kegon achsadra bebika, daminimba, pitikra yori desosin. Achsadra, in a bika, that only has what's it called, a beam on the top. So we say pitikra yori desosin, that the since it's a tefach, it extends down to the ground. The lavut pachos migimu. Dofen akuma pachos midalad amas. Okay. V'she'en lo shalosh defanos. Going to the next condition in the Mishnah. A sukkah doesn't have 3 walls is possible. Tanu rabbanan shtayim kehilchason u'shlishis afilu tefach. 2 of them have to be the full shear. And the third one could even be a tefach. Reb Shimon omer shalosh kehilchason. Reb Shimon says that 3 of them have to be the full shear. U'revias afilu tefach. And the fourth one is even a tefach. Reb Shimon holds that a sukkah has to have 4 walls, except the fourth one could be even a tefach, and the Rabbanan hold that a sukkah has to have 3 walls, and the third one can be a tefach. The Maikam Miflege Rashi first time kehilchason mizrachis utzvonis kamin gam odromis umaravis. Shnayim kehilchason have to be connected in a corner. You need 2 walls connected in a corner themselves, and then the third wall can be even a tefach. Okay. We'll see, the Gemara is going to discuss how that tefach has to be. The Maika Miflege, what's the machlokus, whether a sukkah needs 3 walls or 4 walls? Rabbanan savri yesh eim lemesoris. Reb Shimon savri yesh eim lemikra. The Rabbanan hold that the ikr, the aim, that we follow is the mesoris. How the what's it called the mesora of the word is written. Rashi yeshem mesoris kamasha kosav Moshe u'moser b'sefer Torah Yisrael hi ha'ein v'ha'ikar v'lo kamoshu nikra. You go after how it's written in the Torah, not how you read it. Reb Shimon sover yeshem lemikra. Everybody holds that you go after both of them. Question is when there's a contradiction between them, which is the ikar drasha, how it's written or how it's read. And Rav Shimon Sover Yesh Eim LeMikra. And now the Gemara is going to describe what that means. And Rav Shimon holds the Ikra is how it is written, not how it's read. How it's read, not how it's written. Rabbanan Sover Yesh Eim LeMesoris. The Ikra is how it's written. Basukos, Basukos, Basukos. It's written in the Torah twice, Chaser, without a Vav, which the way it's written is Yochid, Sukas. One, what's it called? And once it's written male, which is written plural. Hare kan arba. So you have 4. 1, 1, and 2 is 4. Dal chad legufe, right? Take one away because what's it called? You need that for itself to tell me you need a sukkah, not to darshan how many walls it has. So you take one away, you'll have now 3. Pasha lutalta. Shtayim kehilchason, right? 2 of them have to be full walls, right? The full shear. Vasai hilchason, the gorosa lishlishis, vok matefach. And the halacha Moshe Sinai came along and took away from the third wall and made it only a tefach. So that's why you need two walls plus a tefach, because in the Torah it's written twice, sukkos chaser, which implies one wall. So you have one plus one and another two. If you take one of those ones away for the sukkah itself, so you're left with one and two and three. You really should need three walls. But the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim says that one of the walls is enough for tefach. Okay. And these are the three psukim. Basukos teshvu, yeshvu basukos, ki basukos hoshavti chad mole utrein chaserin. One is mole and two are chaser. Basukos mashmachada. The way it's written, basukos, you would read it basukas, even though the mikra is basukos. So if you go after how it's written as one. Ligufe, de ein darshin chilos. You don't darshin the first one, because the first one you need for the simple meaning of the pasuk. Pasuk hanema rishon enu lidrasha lamashmo asa. First pasuk is not for drasha, it's to tell me the simple idea of what we're talking about. Hilchaso hadam rin le'el halakha moshe sinai. Lahachi nami itmar lehilchus lamechitzos lamigrei lishlishes dof and sukkah lamizkalei b'tefa. Part of the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim of mechitzos was that the one of the walls of the sukkah does not have to be a full wall; it can be even a tefa. Okay. Shimon Sovar, why does Rav Shimon hold you need what's it called four walls, but the fourth one could be a tefa? Sovar yesh eim lamikra. He holds that you go after how it's read. It's read each time, mole, basukos. So basukos, 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 harikan sheish, six walls. Dalchad krala gufei. One you don't darshan, take away one. So one means one word, which is two. So now you have four. I take away one sukos, so you're left with two sukos, which is four. Pashalu arba, you're left with four. And out of the four, shalosh kehilchoson asai hilchoson v'garosu leviyosok v'ok mesuah tefach. Three of them you have to be full walls, and the fourth one is enough for tefach. So that's one way of learning the machlokas. If you hold yesh eim lemikra or yesh eim lemesoris, and everybody agrees that one you don't darshan, so you're left with the other two. The shaila is the other two make three, and one is what's it called a tefach out of the three, or four and one out of the four. The boy same another way of explaining the machlokas. The kulei alma yeshem lemikra. Everybody holds you go after how it's read. The hacha b'hacha mitzvah. And the machlokas is marsav or schacha boikra, that you need a pasuk not only for the walls. You need a pasuk also to tell me that there's a din of schach. So one of the sukkos, right? You need for schach. So the first one you don't darshan because it's there to tell me the simple idea of sukkah. So then according to the Rabbanan, you're left with what's it called now four. Of those, what's it called, you need what's it called one of them to tell me the din of schach. Right? And you're left with three. Of three, two are lahaloch, have to be kehil chasah, and one is a tefah. The boys of Umar Sover Schach Alo Boykor, and Shimon holds, you don't need a pasuk to tell me Schach, because Schach is what the Sukkah is. That's automatic, that you need Schach. So the Sukkah is walls under Schach. But Schach is, you don't need a pasuk to tell me Schach. And therefore you have what's called a full six. Take two away because that one you don't darsh in the cloud. You're left with four. Three of them have to be Kalocha and one a Tefach. That's Rav Shimon. The boy same with the kulei alma yeshem lemesoris. You can learn. Everybody holds that you go after how it is written. V'hocha v'hocha mitzvah. Mar sover ki asa hilchus of the gareya. Umar sover ki asa hilchus of the hosif. The machlokas is in the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim itself. Did the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim come to take away? Right. In other words, really you need three walls, but the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim came along and said only two of them have to be complete. One is a tefa, or no. You need three walls, and the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim came along and added another tefach. You need at least a tefach of a fourth wall. That's what Rav Shimon holds. The Iboy Yisayim of the Kulei Alma Kiyasa Hilchas Oligareya. Everybody holds that the halacha came to take away. So, therefore, according to Rav Shimon, you need four, and the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim makes the fourth one less. The Yesh Eim Masoris, and everybody holds you go after how it is written. But the Horch of the Darshan Tchilos, the Machlokas is, do you Darshan the first time it's written or not? If you do, then you have what's called two basukos. Yachid is two walls, and one plural is four. That's what Rav Shimon holds. And you darshan all of them. You don't take away one because for the Pashat meeting. All of them are darshan. So it's four, and the Halach Moshiach comes along and says the fourth one can be a tefah. And the Rabbanan hold no. The first one you take away because you don't darshan the first one. The first one is what's it called is you need for the Pashat Pshat and the Pashat. So you're left with three walls. And on that, what's it called? Three, and the Halacha Moshina makes the third one only a tefah. Okay, Rav Masna Omar, Tamid Rav Shimon Mehocha. Rav Masna says, no, Rav Shimon is not because of all these drushes. Rav Shimon has another reason why he holds that you need four walls, and the Halacha Moshina makes the fourth one a tefah. The Sukkah Tia L'Tzel Yomam Mechorev U'Lemachso U'Lemastor Mizerim U'Mimotar. Says a sukkah will be for shade in the daytime and from heat and as a protection and a shelter from rain and what's it called? So it's only a shelter if it has four walls. If one wall is completely open, it's not a shelter. And others say that the drasha is not just from the idea of being a shelter, but sukkah tielitzel yomam is one wall. Mechorev is two. Ulamachso is three. Ulamastor is four. Four different lashonos of how the sukkah is supposed to protect you. So it's merames to four walls. And the Halacha Moshe Sinai takes the fourth one and makes it a tefach. Schach alo boikra. The second way the Gemara wants to learn is, do you need a pasuk for schach? Does one of those walls not walls? But you need to be told that the sukkah needs schach. Or no, sukkah itself, the word sukkah means a covering. So all the words you darshan for the walls, you don't need a special pasuk for the schach because that's understood, that's what a sukkah is. The mashmaus of the gufei nafka, the sukkah below schach, lo mikaryu. You don't have a sukkah, the essence of the sukkah is the schach. So therefore the word sukkah, you don't have to darshan it for schach, it is schach. But you know, now you have to darshan it for walls. Darshan tchilos adrasha havilu arba. If you darshan the first one, even if you hold the yesh eim l'masoris, how it's written, right, you're still going to have four walls. Because if you can darshan even the first one, you have four things, two yachid and one plural. And the Rabbanan hold no. One you have to take away for the simple meaning of the pasuk. You're only left then with three. L'machso l'master, who below arba mechitzas, lav machso mizeremu. Without four mechitzas, it's not going to protect you from rain. Shaharuach mashat es hazerem derech dofen haporot. Because the wind will blow in the rain from the open wall.